Smile FM playing Cape Town's widest variety of music from the 80s to now. It is Tuesday, and if I reach a logical conclusion from that, it means that Tiernus Jansen van Rensburg is indeed in studio. Good day to you, Tiernus.
Good day, sir.
It's lovely to hear from you. You might ask me why I'm speaking like this.
I would like to know.
Well, the reason I'm speaking like this is because I'm trying to be an old alchemist. From the days of yore, and my main thrust in work was trying to turn lead into gold. And you tell me this has happened.
It has happened.
Well, I'm going to drop this now.
Not exactly how the medieval kind of alchemists would have thought it happened. Mm. And unfortunately, it doesn't mean that we can just manufacture all the gold we want out of lead. However, it does lead to some interesting possibilities and interesting conversations around what we can actually do if this technology is harnessed. And I say technology, this has come from the CERN scientists at the Large Hadron Collider, obviously the biggest collider on the planet at the moment.
It's in
Switzerland and France. It's on the border.
Sort of in between.
Yeah, so it's about a 27-kilometer ring. And they're actually expanding that collider, and it's going to be increased to 60 kilometers. So what they do is they, in a vacuum, with a very strong magnets, they propel particles in opposite directions around this ring and try to collide them.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've done this for various kind of scientific purposes. That's how the Higgs boson was discovered. That's how we started to understand gravitational waves and these kind of things.
Mm.
And this discovery came from an experiment where the scientists are flinging lead atoms at each other as quickly as possible at 99.99999% the speed of light. And the reason for that is it is a good conductor for when they collide at exactly the right angle. We can kind of manufacture the conditions right after the Big Bang. And that's what they're trying to study.
Right.
Want to understand what these fundamental particles are doing in this primordial soup.
That's basically what these colliders are used for. They help scientists to understand the building blocks of the universe. Well, basically of physics.
Exactly.
They help them understand and discover the rules of physics.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And it's a massive step forward every time one of these big discoveries gets made. But now, absolutely by chance, when they were trying to fling two of these lead atoms at each other, they didn't actually collide. It was a near miss. But what happened, because it was still so close to each other that it almost collided, that it essentially ripped each other apart. And it ripped three protons from the nucleus of the lead atom. And if you go to your periodic table,
it changed PB to AU.
There we go. It is a fascinating kind of way of looking at it. But this gold didn't then just start floating around.
There
was still enough matter, quote unquote, that collided with each other and that ripped apart, that there was so much energy dissipated that the gold in that experiment only lasted a couple of seconds before it was completely disintegrated again. But just the fact that this happened completely unexpectedly, scientists didn't even think that could happen. They just thought if it missed, it missed. You have to collide these things to be able to tear apart the nucleus of an atom, because I mean it's one of the strongest bonds in nature we know is between the neutrons and the protons in the nucleus of an atom. And the fact that without physically colliding that they were able to rip out three protons from this lead atom was a major discovery, and it's kind of opening up other avenues of investigation that the scientists are now thinking about.
That's so crazy. It's really just blown my mind thinking about it. And look, they're not making coins. It was an infinitesimal amount of gold.
It was a handful of atoms.
But what it was it did happen. That's
exactly
what's important. And that's what we're going to hold on to. We'll come back next week with more science and tech news. Like I say, if you want to visit him at a Bandwidth blog, Tiernus and his buddies there, they keep you up to date with everything happening in science and tech. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Adios.